Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into living with FSHD. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and I'm on the journey with you. Having FSHD, I understand the challenges it brings to patients and their families. We're in this together, and this podcast is a space where we swap stories, share advice, and talk to experts to get the latest news. There's plenty to say about living with FSH muscular dystrophy, so let's get straight to it. Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk. This episode is brought to you by the FSHD Society. Go to fshdsociety.org to connect with what's going on in the FSHD Society community and all the news and latest and greatest things going on. Search us on social media. You'll find some info there as well. And also, don't forget to send me your emails at fshdradio@fshdsociety.org. I've been getting more and more emails from people. I wasn't getting a ton prior. So a small uptick has been phenomenal. So keep them coming. Today's episode is about a person that did reach out for me all the way from China. And his name is Wang Wen. And he has an interpreter in this episode to kind of help us communicate a little bit with some questions that we normally would give anybody else with FSHD throughout the world. I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit of a fun challenge for sure, but a challenge that I really, truly enjoyed. The energy, the enthusiasm, and most importantly, the positivity that this guest is going to bring to you, without a doubt, is there. He's only in his 20s, recently diagnosed, started symptoms in 2012, then diagnosed in 2018. And then what's that like, right? In China, is there a large population of people? What did his family cope, or how do they cope with the news? Some of it's, you know, kind of sad in that regard as we walk through a little bit of his FSHD story. But Wang really kind of, you know, opens up about the things that he's also doing to help our community at a young age and relatively recently diagnosed as well. And he hit the ground running right away in his community to get connected and do the things he loves, like esports and film and documentaries and things that are coming out. And kind of breaking some barriers. He's on some China social media right now. He's trying to go a little more global with those things. We talk about all that in this episode. This episode really is kind of a way to say, you know, FSHD doesn't know race, creed, religion, doesn't know male, female, age. It doesn't care. It attacks blindly. It does not matter where you live, if you're in China or Wisconsin, Canada, Australia, it doesn't matter. It is attacking regardless. It's a global, worldwide disease, and FSHD Society is becoming more global. It is far-reaching, and this episode kind of brings that. Now, some might say, okay, you're going to be interpreter. Yeah, it's a little chunky of an episode compared to our smooth, rhythmic conversations we've had in the past. Get over it, because this is still an amazing conversation with someone in China that we've not talked to before, giving us their take and their perspective and their life from their corner of the world. So I hope you really enjoyed the episode today. Breaking news. Fulcrum expects to report data from the REACH trial in the fourth quarter here of this year. So we are working into that. Is that treatment going to possibly be available within 2025? I don't know. This is a lot closer than I've ever seen before, and I think you all would agree with that. It is exciting. There's going to be a little layer and a little ribbon of doubt, though, in my mind. Like, is this really it? Is this going to help? Is this just going to keep people at neutral? I don't know the answers to that. We'd love to have guests on that want to talk more about it. If you'd like, email me. Want to be a guest on the show? Let's just talk about that. FSHDradio@fshdsociety.org. I don't claim to be a scientist. I'm not a researcher. I'm not someone that's going to constantly dig deep into those things of FSHD. I'll bring you the news and give you my opinion on it. The best I know, which I think is what this podcast is for, a community connection. If you want the science and those things, there's another podcast for that. But what I can tell you is any hope is hope. We can't all pick the kind of hope it's going to be. That's not how it works. Something is better than nothing. There's a reason why that saying exists. And in this situation, that's exactly what it is. So let's see what comes of this. I won't be negative about it. I'm just being apprehensive, or I should say optimistic. I hope it does lead to what we all hope for, to stop this thing. For God's sake, just stop it. Front row seat to watching your body fall apart is not fun. And the younger you are, I think that's more devastating. And it needs to stop. And that, I think, within this news, I really hope this is also for the young people, the youth that has FSHD. Is this going to help them? I really hope it does. That's really important. That's the most important thing, in my opinion. And I think this episode kind of gives that. It gives that world global reach that this kind of news spreads throughout the globe. In fact, in the interview, Wang knew about the news. It was on also his social media, and he read about it. He's connected with the FSHD community. So we, you know, kind of talked about that a little bit, and he was excited. So it does span the globe. It can help so many. And if it keeps costs down and we can afford a treatment, that's huge. That is huge. It needs to be. It shouldn't be only the rich or only those that can afford it should be able to get cured. That's a bunch of crap. It should help everybody that has it. Like I said, I really hope it can also help the young people and the kids with this disease, because that's really the devastating part of it. And that's where we need to keep pushing the research. If this doesn't help, the work is not over. And I think that's also I want to, that theme is like, the work is not over. This is great news, but the work is not over. There's still things to do. There's still work to be done. There's still money to be raised. I don't want to hear people complaining and whining that if my money goes to the FSHD Society and where does it go? And it goes in the right spot. You know, they have their accreditations for a reason. And you can be safe to say that that's going to the right place. And news like that proves it. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. All the way from China, we have a great guest. So on the other side here, we'll bring him on in, and I hope you enjoy the conversation with Wang Wen from China. You're listening to FSHD Straight Talk. So today's episode featuring our guest all the way from China. For me, that's a long way. I'm in Wisconsin in the U.S., and we're reaching out here in the morning time at our time and having this great conversation with Wang Wen, who is from China, and we have an interpreter with us to kind of guide through. So let's welcome him now, and this translator as well. So welcome to you both.
Yeah. Both of us can talk with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is going to be great. Let's start with your FSHD story. When were you diagnosed, and what was that journey like?
可以从你确诊的故事开始，先从你自己的故事开始。我大概 2012年发现身体有异常， 然后2018年确诊， 就非常幸运的是在 2018年确诊的时候 找到了中国的FSHD的社群， 然后给了我很大的鼓励， 然后我这期间， 对。
I noticed the abnormalities in my body in 2012 and got diagnosed in 2018. Fortunately, I found the FSHD community in China the same year I got diagnosed, which gave me a lot of encouragement.
So the community was there when you were diagnosed already? The FSHD community. So there were other people there with it?
有其他人吗？这个社区？嗯，这个社群有很多其他的小伙伴。嗯，this community has so many FSHD patients like me.
That's incredible. So how did you feel trying to figure out what was going on with your body and trying to get it diagnosed? Like, how long did that take till the doctor told you?
嗯，你察觉到自己身体的不适大概
花了多久的时间？我察觉到身体不适，其实也花了大概，就小时候身体就有不适，但只是没有任何的感觉吧。When
I was young, I found my body is not not good as others, but I have some. I didn't have some. Uncomfortable feeling. Well, in 2018,
20岁左右。
In 2018, I was about 20 years old. I feel my body is not comfortable, and I went to the hospital to make some check, and I found I was ill. Yeah.
So what part of the body was affected?
你是身体哪一部分开始觉得不舒服？
我呼吸，或者力量很少。
My stress is not powerful.
So weakness in the muscles, sounds like, right? And was it the arms or the face, like some have? What was the first physical signs?
你的脸部感觉没力，还是胳膊感觉没力？是哪个地方？ My arms feel not stressed at first.
Yeah, so that sounds common, right? I mean, that was how I got affected as well. It was something, like you said, wrong, stressed in my arms. When you found the FSHD community in China, and the first time you met other people with FSHD, what was that like? To talk with the people there that shared your disease with you.
就是你第一次加入到FSD中国社群的时候，你们是做了一些什么活动，就是进行一些交流吗？还是？对，就是这个，就2020年我参加了第一次线下病友交流会，对，就是跟小伙伴做了一些线下的见面和交流。Okay.
In 2020, I attended my first offline patient exchange meeting. And in 2021, I began working with nonprofit organizations related to rare disease.
Wow, that's huge. You jumped right in.
Yes.
You got involved. You got involved right away. And are you still with that nonprofit group?
你现在还在这个公益组织工作？我现在还在做相关的事情。 I'm not work at this nonprofit organizations, but I'm work with some related things, such as to let more people know our community, such as WeChat public accounts and some other activities.
Talk about personally the activities you do. You mentioned in your messaging to me, you do a lot of things. Talk about singing, dancing, making videos, esports. Tell us a little about yourself, you know, even though you have FSHD, the things that you do, you know, working through the disease. So how can I explain this? Like, what are the things that limit you because of FSHD? And what are the things that don't limit you, right, because of the disease?
他想让你介绍一下你参加的一些活动，比如说唱歌和一些公益上的事情，还有一些电子竞技，然后是哪些东西，由于这个疾病限制了你，或者是说，一些没有阻碍你发挥的因素？就比如说我们拍电影嘛，拍电影很多动作我是完成不了的。
然后唱歌的话就拿不起麦克风。OK，你可以先看。Such
as taking movie, I some actions I can't do it because I have no stress and I feel no power.
唱歌来。
And when I sing a song.
Yeah.
And I can't take the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too hard, right? This is lifting the arms is difficult, right? Right. Yeah, same here. Yeah, same here. It's you got to get a stand. You got to get a mic stand.
Mic stand.
Yeah, like this. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
I always use mic stand.
Good. So what kind of music do you sing when you sing?
Can you repeat?
Sure. What kind? What type of music do you sing when you sing?
你喜欢唱哪种类型的歌？
唱比较励志的歌曲。
Some things can encourage me or encourage others. I like this type.
So inspirational, as we would call it here, maybe. Songs
yes.
that make people feel good, empower them a little bit.
Yes, 就能够。
对，今年人生有力量的歌曲。
So with that being said, you sing, and you still do the things that you do. Holding microphone can be tough and so forth, but it sounds like you do things anyway, you know, regardless of the diseases, difficulties it gives you. So the next question, I guess, is, you know, people can either feel really bad about the disease and make their life feel, you know, negative. It seems like you're going the other way. You're trying to take FSHD and make it into something positive. How do you keep a positive attitude while dealing with FSHD?
就是当一些人患疾病的时候，他们可能会沮丧，或者是说，就比较消极。但是你是如何做到能够积极应对的呢？
就首先我也很，就我第一次也是很消极的。就后来发现自己消极没有任何作用。然后我就尝试去跟别人去讲述这个事情，然后来讲述之后得到了一些好的反馈，然后就以此就会更加有信心去再去讲述这个事情。
Okay, when I first time knowing that I was you and I got FSHD, I was upset and also negative, but when I feel upset and negative is not good for me, and it can't solve any problems. So I try to talk these things to others, and I gained some active feedback. So I always talk these things to others, and I have no negative emotions.
I like that. I like that. I like that you said you don't think negatively because it doesn't solve any problems.
Yes.
No. Negativity does not help. I like that. It's hard for people to do that.
喜欢你说，就是你讲的，说消极解决不了任何问题。
对，就在中国的话讲哭没有任何用。
哭
没有任何用。
crying can't solve any problems.
That's true. All it does is make your face wet, right? That's true. So in China, how many people do you think have FSHD? Do you know, is there an estimation?
在中国大概有多少人有 FSHD？
应该有几千人，但我们群里只有两三百人。
Maybe totally, thousands, maybe more than 1,000 persons, and we also get together hundreds patients in our WeChat group.
Nice. Okay. So you gather within those groups. Do you think there's more people out there with FSHD that are just not diagnosed?
你觉得有很多 FSHD 是没有被确诊的吗？
对，就是没有找到。
Yes, there are some more FSHD no diagnosed, and they haven't found our communities.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I mean, China is a huge population, right? There are a lot of people. There has to be more that have FSHD, which is scary. But then it leads to the next question. So there's news coming out from Fulcrum Therapeutics that do drug treatments, and there's a drug that they're pushing through that could be a possible treatment. Have you heard about that?
他就是讲到了你今天上午提到那个消息，有一些药物更新的消息，你听到这个了吗？对，就是刚看到这个消息，听到这个消息，今天也刚知道。是的，I heard this news in this morning. I'm very happy.
Okay. Yeah, so then you're hearing what I'm hearing. Right, right. Yeah. So do you think a cure is coming soon, or do you think we still have a ways to go?
Can you repeat? I can't understand this.
Yeah. Sure. So do you think a cure is close? Like, do you think one is coming quickly, or do you think we have a long time until one does come?
你会觉得，就是能够解决这个病是一个很近期的事情吗？还是说要花很长的时间？我表示非常看好，因为我也在做这样的努力和尝试。In my view, I think this kind of disease will be good, developed in a good ways. And I always do some efforts to make this disease be accepted by others.
Very good. Do you have family that have FSHD like yourself?
就是你自己家里人有？我家里没有。 My family has no FSHD.
So you're the first. How did your family take the news of your diagnosis when you told them?
你的家人知道你生病这个信息的时候是什么样的反应？
我家里人不太了解这个疾病。
My family members has a little known about this disease. And they don't believe I was ill, and they don't believe I got this ill.
Really? Okay. So is that how do you cope with that? Like, how do you deal with that with the family are feeling that way?
你是怎么样跟你家人进行沟通的这个事情？我和其实和家人没有太多的沟通，因为他们不了解嘛。他们知道就可以，他们只是知道知晓，但是没有做很多详细的沟通。
To be honest, I have a little communication with my family members because they don't understand this disease and they don't know how to do it. So a lot of things I will, such as go to hospital or make some check. I always do these things by myself.
That's tough. That's a tough situation. I guess the direction I want to go with the next question is, you're a younger person, and at your age, where do you see yourself in like the next 5 or 10 years? Like in career or in his life, you know, where does he see himself being?
就是你现在还年轻，那你对5到10年之后的规划是什么？在你的事业方向上，我就是希望通过自己的努力嘛，就是去让更多人看到我们。就这一段话，我希望真的，对，就这一段。
Start this year, I've been building my personal brand. And aim to raise awareness for the FSHD community and give voice to more people. And I'd like to share with you some of the achievements made by Chinese patients regarding this condition.
Yes, yes, please share that.
In June 2023, on FSHD Awareness Day, we officially established the FSHD Youth Road Community. In March of the same year, we prepared and held the first FSHD doctor-patient exchange meeting, and in December, we initiated the second exchange meeting. Yeah. So during this time, we made many new attempts, such as collecting patients' stories. So far, we've been published dozens of patient stories, or initiated, interviewed, and edited, and disseminated by FSHD patients and volunteers.
Wow.
We formed an operating group and briefly introduced FSHD to the community.
That is huge. That is a big, that's a big project.
Yes, a big project. And we have an organization. Yeah.
Wow. So you've done a lot in a short amount of time to make a big impact in China, it sounds like.
And
a positive impact.
在短时间内，在中国为了推动这个事情做了很多的事情。嗯，谢谢他的鼓励。Thanks for your encouragement. Yeah, I really do so many things to improve this disease to be known by more people.
And that, yeah, absolutely. You also said in the email to me,
yeah,
that you talked about doing a podcast in China.
就是你在邮件中讲过你在做一个播客。嗯，这个应该解释一下，是个小节目的吧？对，是在朋友帮我录的一个播客，就是分享自己的故事。Yeah, this podcast is a friend interview me and to share my self story.
Awesome. And, awesome. Are you going to do your own show?
你现在在做自己节目吗？嗯，对，今年在拍纪录片，今年就今年拍了三部纪录片。他是想问你的博客。嗯，我想做博客，就是想跟他学习做博客，然后有机会就跟他一起，就是把他的博客引进到中国嘛，什么？Okay.
I'm not start to do my own show, but I want to make a show of myself to introduce FSHD to more people. And I also want to learn with you, such as like your podcast, let more people know this podcast. And I think it's useful for me and give me some courage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what you're doing is great in China, reaching out to so many people, helping them understand the disease, I think is really important because that brings more people out to question, do they have it? I think more people have it than we think. Last question for you. What are your plans for this next year? You know, as we finish 2024 here, about halfway through the year, what are the things you want to do going into the next year?
就是你最后一个问题，就是他问的最后一个问题，你下一年想要做什么事情？我要写书，然后去巡演，就是。
我下一年的事情就把自己的纪录片给更多人看，然后筹备书籍，让更多人知道。当然也是希望能 让更多的患者能够找到我们，一起去推动这个事情，就进入实验收集和找到更多的患者。
In 2023, I have made many attempts in such as making short films and participating in various activities and shows. And in the next year, 2025, I want to write a book about FSHD patients' stories. And
更多的患者，
I also want to find more patients. 还没讲纪录片。It's worth mentioning that I have filmed three documentaries this year, and I want to in next year. I want to these documentaries will be seen by more people.
Where can people find the documentaries?
在哪里可以看到这些纪录片？
我后期也会发到网上，就后期也会公布在社交平台上，也希望有机会能够分享给他。
In the next days, I will put them in the website, and I also hope I can share it with you, share
Yeah.
them with you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But there are some other work I need to do of my documentaries.
Yeah, that makes sense until it's finished. Yeah, we would love to see that for sure. I think it would help a larger population of people to, you know, kind of know what your talents are and what you're doing, even though you have FSHD. I think that's really inspirational what you're doing. If people want to know more about you or follow you, are you on social media or places that FSHD community can follow what you're doing?
如果人们想关注你的话，可以在哪里找到你的账号？
中国的话，就比如说通过微博，通过
你需要说你的账号的，
名字吗？
对，账号的那个不是都有数字吗？或者是说你有没有国外的一些？
目前我没有国外的账号，但我会去开通一个国外的账号，等我开通好之后告诉他。
Okay. At present, I only have Chinese account, and I have my personal pop.
没有，我正在建立。
I'm establishing my personal WeChat publish account,
Nice.
and yes, and I also has some Chinese social media accounts such as Redbook and TikTok and other video applications and such as Weibo. You know Weibo.
No, I don't. What is that?
It's an application like Instagram.
Okay. I am old. I don't know these things.
Maybe it's only popular in China.
Maybe.
And I'm trying to make some abroad application account. And when I established done, I will send it to you.
Yes, definitely do that. I want more of the FSHD society to know what's going on throughout the world, not just in North America. Any final thoughts or things that you want to share before we let you go?
I can't understand. Can you repeat?
Is there any last thing that you want to share with us before we say goodbye?
最后你想和大家分享一下什么，然后接下来就是说再见了。
我希望患者能够勇敢地站出来，然后我也希望我能继续坚持去做推动患者这个事情。 或者说就是，就作为患者群体，我们不想去卖惨，因为我们都很酷，就把这句话送给大家吧。就我们都很酷，
好
就
想知
一路走来，我最大的感受是我们都很酷。我希望
，OK，OK，I
更多小伙伴跟我一样。
want to say along the way, my biggest feeling is as part of the FSHD community, we don't want to play the victim because we are all cool. And I hope more and more patients will be positive and confidence like me.
Beautiful. Well said. Well said.
Yeah.
Thank you both for being here on the show, and we'll stay connected, and we'll hopefully visit again.
谢谢他给我们的机会。
We'll see.
Thanks for your inviting. But can you repeat the last word? I cannot understand.
It's just a heartfelt thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, oh, we also thank you because we have the chance to tell Wang Wen's story and let more people know his story and help FSHD to improve.
Absolutely. Yep, we're all on the same team. Thanks, guys. You take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.